Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Friday, the 9th of August. Consumer price inflation in China increased, but not in a way that suggests robust demand. Although the rate of inflation was higher than expected, excluding food prices, inflation was weakening. That matters. Not because food is irrelevant to China's consumer spending, but because it does not suggest a robust domestic demand story. Food prices were a supply-side story. Bad weather was behind higher vegetable prices, and pork prices rose on supply concerns as well. There is some evidence of China's consumers spending on fun. Hotel prices rose, for instance, but more broadly, demand is not supporting China's pricing environment. Producer price inflation remained in deflation. There's nothing especially shocking in the detail of the price data. It's more that this reinforces the idea of ongoing pressure for government support to the economy. There's no direct international impact from China's domestic inflation data. Former US President Trump was suggesting that the president should have some say over interest rates. This is another echo of President Nixon's economic policy. President Nixon imposed a 10% universal tariff, albeit briefly and in a very different world to the one we now operate in. President Nixon also exercised considerable influence over Federal Reserve policy when then Federal Reserve Chair Burns was running things. The outcome was not necessarily economically positive. As with the trade tariff policy, it may well be that markets choose not to price the risk of Fed independence being undermined. Investors seem to have been inclined to dismiss Trump policies with more extreme economic outcomes as a case of the former president not being serious. If there were evidence that Trump were to be serious about these policies, markets would probably react. While the Fed has its independence still, there were some mixed comments overnight from Fed speakers. Fed President Barkin was focused on employment, although the objective initial jobless claims data has gone some way to offsetting the pessimism of the subjective employment report. Barkin described the labour market as normalising. Fed President Goldsby was saying it would take more than one payrolls figure to change economic assessments, and Fed President Schmidt signalled that inflation needed to go further in order to support rate cuts. That's clearly a dangerously behind the curve sort of a statement. In case it was not obvious, Schmidt is not an economist. To a certain extent, this is cheerleading the US economy. The Fed is not supposed to issue panicked statements in the wake of big market moves, but the more hysterical demands for an intermeeting rate cut should be calmed by this sort of language. We have July final German consumer price inflation released, which was unchanged from the initial reading. This is one of the few German data releases that is almost never revised, so it's not really a market focus. French second quarter unemployment was a little lower than had been expected, but as only five economists form the consensus, and none of them are from French banks, it's perhaps not worth paying too much attention to that notion. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.